Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. A plethora of rumors surfacing in the media and with political insiders surround whether former President Donald Trump will announce his new national campaign before the midterm elections. The potential move is being met with trepidation from GOP sources, fearing that Trump reemerging in official candidate status before voters cast their midterm election ballots will allow the Democrats to distract voter attention away from inflation, the faltering economy, and President Biden's poor job approval standing. Already, their attempt to focus on the Roe v. Wade decision after effects are beginning to wane. A Georgia poll during the week rated abortion as only 3% on the most important issue scale. So it's clear the Democrats will attempt to zero in on Trump as an alternative way to change the political subject. July's lone primary election, that in Maryland, took place during the week. Author and anti-poverty activist Wes Moore appears to be on his way toward succeeding term-limited Republican Governor Larry Hogan. Mr. Moore looks to have defeated former Democratic National Committee Chairman Tom Perez and State Comptroller Peter Franchot, even though one-third of the Democratic primary ballots still remain to be counted. Mr. Moore will be a heavy favorite against Frederick Republican State Delegate Dan Cox in the November open seat election. On the congressional front, former Prince George's County State's Attorney Glenn Ivey, in his third try for the congressional seat, has defeated former U.S. Representative Donna Edwards. Mr. Ivey blunted her comeback attempt after leaving the House in 2016 to unsuccessfully run for the U.S. Senate. Turning to Western Maryland, State Delegate Neil Parrott will return for a rematch against Democratic Congressman David Trone, the founder of the Total Beverage store chain. On the new court-drawn map replacing the legislature's draw that was ruled as a partisan gerrymander, the new 6th actually becomes an R+1 district, meaning a 17-point swing in the Republicans' direction from the current CD. This puts the seat squarely in play for November. Apparently, we can say goodbye to Democratic former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. After two released polls from progressive left survey research firms found him languishing in low single digits for his U.S. House run, Mr. de Blasio this week ended his congressional effort. In a video message thanking people for their help and support, Mr. de Blasio indicated that since it is clear the people of the new 10th district prefer a different direction, it is time he found a different way to serve. Thus, Mr. de Blasio will exit elective politics. Though the former municipal chief executive won two terms as New York's mayor, his congressional effort met a similar fate as his short-lived bids for president and governor. With 100% name identification, according to both the Data for Progress and Justice research firms, Mr. de Blasio managed a preference factor of only 5 and 3% in the two polls. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.